Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Now, Fractal Hurricane has a sexual orientation you don't hear that much about. She identifies as objectum sexual, meaning she's attracted to physical objects rather than humans. She's had a number of relationships, but she says her current one is the most serious. Fractal plans to get married to her game of Tetris. Fractal, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, you describe yourself, you identify as an objectum sexual. Can you explain for us what that is?
An objectum sexual is a person who is attracted to objects instead of humans. Objects, places, in my case, video games.
And since you were relatively young, you've had romantic relationships with objects. Would that be correct?
Yes, that is correct. I have had romantic relationships with various objects.
And when you have these romantic relationships, do you perceive the object as being male or female or as having a personality?
Generically, most objects that I am attracted to have a male personality, but there have been objects that I have perceived as female that I've been attracted to.
Right. Okay. And have you gone through phases where it's particular sorts of objects that you've been attracted to?
Not necessarily. Generically, I like technology. That's about it.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but when you were still quite young, you went through a phase of being attracted to GPS systems.
Yes, when I was in middle school, when I was around 10 to 12 years old, I had a phase where it was my first real attraction to objects. Aside from like monorails and stuff. But when I was really young, I had attraction to GPS. I had an imaginary friend who was a middle-aged man with a GPS forehead, and his name is Gordon Pierre Simon.
Right.
The Ninja Stan.
And at that age, and you were only 10, you know, was that more of in the neighborhood of a game to you? Or did you feel the stirrings of genuine attraction, and was that confusing for you?
I don't think it was like a romantic attraction, because I don't think young children can truly feel a romantic attraction. But you know how in elementary school and stuff, people have a childhood attraction to, you know, either boys or girls. And they'll have a crush on them and stuff. In that sense, I had a crush on GPSs, and I felt fascinated by GPSs, as my dad would say.
Mm. So would it be fair to say your first genuine romantic relationship was with Pierre? And could you tell us about Pierre?
That is incorrect. My first genuine relationship was with a multimeter. I named Dave.
Right. Sorry, could you say that again? With a what?
With a multimeter.
Oh, right. What's a multimeter?
A multimeter is a device that measures both voltage, resistance, current, and continuity and other electronic parameters.
Oh, right. So it's kind of like an oscilloscope.
An oscilloscope is completely different. I have a relationship with an oscilloscope, too.
Oh, right. Okay. Right. Okay.
I had a relationship with both an oscilloscope and a multimeter.
Right, okay. Well, tell us about Pierre anyway. And Pierre was a calculator.
Yes, Pierre was a TIM Spire CX calculator. He was, when I was in 11th grade, I had to go to my advanced placement statistics class, which is basically a class, a college level class you take in high school. So I went into that class and we needed to use these TIM Spires for the class. And I saw them on the desk, which was in the classroom, because there was a classroom set. And I saw them and I was like, oh my God, these are so pretty. And so I eventually got one for myself. And then my math professor was like, you should name it Pierre, because that's the pyre part of the name. And I'm like, okay, I'll name it Pierre. So his name became Pierre. And then I gave him a last name, Pierre de Fermat, after the mathematician, famous for Fermat's last theorem and stuff.
And so how long did your relationship with Pierre last for?
My relationship with Pierre lasted from the beginning of 11th grade to the end of 12th grade.
Right. And was it a full-blown romantic sexual relationship as one might have with a boy or a girl?
Yes, it was. I very much had a very intimate relationship with Pierre.
Yeah. And how or why did that end?
I don't know why it ended. Like, I guess part of it's because if I don't get to interact with my objects as much, my attraction to them diminishes because I feel as if I need to interact with my objects meaningfully instead of just, you know, generically using them.
Mm. Correct me if I'm wrong again. I understood that Pierre short-circuited one day.
Yes, he did short-circuit at one point. I was cleaning him and he used too much water and he short-circuited. So I sent him back to TI and I pretty much broke down crying, and I had a meltdown like for the next couple of days, and I was really, really upset when he was being sent for repair. And when I got him back, I tried to continue the relationship with him, and it worked, kind of. And it worked for a while, and then eventually I just, you know, diminished. And then I broke that one too. Yeah. Because I kept dropping him.
Well, did it feel after the short circuit that Pierre was dead, effectively?
Kind of. It felt like he was completely dead, and I try to picture him in this new body, and he died pretty much, so I just couldn't. And then now he's officially dead again because I keep dropping the calculator. He's actually right next to me, but...
Yes. Yeah. Have you ever been, Fractal, have you ever been attracted to humans in the same way?
I have never been romantically attracted to humans. There is a fictional character that is a human that I've been attracted to, but that's about it.
Yeah. Now you're in a relationship with Tetris. Is that different in the sense that Tetris is a game and so can exist within a multiplicity of objects?
Yes. Because Tetris can exist in several iterations, and he does exist in several iterations, he isn't able to get hurt. He's not. You can't hurt Tetris, and he can go anywhere I want to. Like, I can just take him on my phone. He's on my phone, even though I don't really like the phone version of him. But I also take the NES cartridge everywhere, and I have a rare Game Boy cartridge and a normal Game Boy cartridge of Tetris, and I just keep wanting my collection to grow. And I feel as if the more of him I have, the closer I am to him.
Does that feel like one person to you, or
yes, Tetris feels like Tetris as one entity is one entity to me.
Yeah,
I think of his various cartridges and iterations as his limbs almost.
When you were growing up, did you feel you were the only person in the world with this sexual orientation?
I didn't really know what OS was until I was 14 or so. I didn't understand what it was. Like, I thought I was asexual growing up the entire time.
And when did you first encounter people with a similar sexual orientation?
When I was 14, I, you know, had my computer in my own room, and I was started, you know, researching about sexuality and whatnot. And I was looking up fetishes because I didn't know what fetishes were. And then via fetishes, I found OS, which is not a fetish. And I'm like, wait a minute, that sounds like me. And I started looking into it more. And I found the OS community shortly after. And I you know, discovered that I had feelings from a multimeter. And from there, it went.
Yes. As a relationship, I suppose, is it probably less complicated than human relationships, in that if you're in a relationship with a human, they're going to have opinions about things and you mightn't necessarily agree. With Tetris, presumably you've never had an argument with Tetris.
I have had an argument with Tetris in the sense I feel as if he got really worried about me at one point, and he got really upset with me at one point, I feel.
Right.
But other than that, he's an object. He can't really, in my opinion, truly have an I can't really have an argument with him.
Now, and you do plan to marry or to have a kind of a commitment ceremony. What will that mean? Will that mean exclusivity?
I wouldn't say it means exclusivity. I would say it's more of a commitment ceremony in the sense that I am dedicated to Tetris and I am officially tying the knot with Tetris because I plan on legally changing my name to Fractal Tetris Huracan.
Mm. But presumably though, if you encountered somebody else in the world who said that they were also having a relationship with Tetris, does that mean Tetris is cheating on you or is that a different Tetris?
I feel as if Tetris is allowed to be poly. I think, in my opinion, Tetris is poly. I'm poly. If he wants to be poly, let him be poly, but I want to be his number one.
Right, okay. And so Tetris would be your number one. So are you having relationships with other objects as well within that paradigm?
I used to date my oscilloscope side by side, but then my oscilloscope stopped working properly, so I couldn't really be with him as much. And once I get Braxton fixed, I will try to pick up that where we left off.
And when are you planning to have your union with Tetris?
After I graduate from college.
Okay, and when is that going to be?
Hopefully summer of 2020.
Right.
Hopefully
okay.
Summer of 2020.
Right, and in college, are you doing something technical or scientific?
Yes, I am doing math.
Oh, okay, all right, okay, that's not that
surprising.
I
intend on doing the meteorology certification we have.
All right.
I want to study hurricanes.
Yeah. Fractal, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Fractal Tetris to be Hurricane Fractal. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.